الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. وقال: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, our sisters who may be listening over receivers or streaming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind, has created man and jinn, has created this entire world and universe and everything that is found therein for a specific purpose, for a specific goal. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares this in the Quran Sharif: فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. The gist of that ayat is that, do you think we have created you in vain? That there is no purpose, there is no goal, there is no objective for which we have created you. In fact, everything that is created around us, whether it is the sun, the moon, every single organism, cell, atom, this is created for the benefit of man. In one riwayah it is mentioned, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ, that this world has been created for you, but you have been created for the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world and has sent each and every individual into this world for a specific goal, a purpose, an objective. So keeping this as an introduction in our minds, we all know that we have come into this world and each individual has a very valuable asset which he has to use, to invest, and to work for his hereafter, for his akhirah, to populate, to beautify his Jannah. And Shaitan knows this very well. Hence Shaitan makes a tremendous effort in order for us to lose, squander and diminish this particular asset. And it is the asset of time, respected elders and brothers. This time that each individual has when he enters this world, it is limited. It is limited, and Shaitan knows this very well. It is so to say a depreciating asset. The longer the time passes, the less opportunity an individual has. As we have heard in this masjid so often from our leaders, Maulana Hospital Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the couplets of Khaja Azizul Hasan Mazub Rahmatullah Ali, ke umr ho rahi hai mithl barf kam, umr ho rahi hai mithl barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam madam. Which Hazrat used to translate as, our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Like how a person has this huge block of ice, in those days they would sell ice. They didn't have the freezers and fridges as we have today. So the person would stand and try and sell that ice, and he knew the longer he delays in selling the ice, the less money he will get in lieu of the ice that he has left over. So he tried his best to sell the ice probably as fast as possible. Every opportunity and every customer that passed by, he tried to sell something to him. In the same way, this life in this time that we have, respected elders and brothers, it is like that block of ice. As every second passes by and ticks by, that block of ice of our lives, or that time of ours, that lifespan of ours, is melting away. Silently it is melting away without us even realizing. And Shaitan makes a tremendous effort to make us squander and waste our time. That is why in one hadith it is mentioned, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. From the beauty and the perfection of an individual's Islam, is that he abandons and he leaves out futility. There's no benefit in it. A mu'min ensures that every single action and activity and every single moment that he has is used in some beneficial action. I will say, how is this possible? A person goes into his home, he's sitting with his wife, his children. Perhaps he's resting at night. So respected elders and mothers, this is the beauty of the deen of Islam, that every single action with the correct intention can become useful and can become beneficial. To such an extent that even the sleep of an individual with the correct intention, we know that the person who sleeps performs his Isha Salah, and thereafter he sleeps with the intention of waking up for Fajr. So it is as if he has spent the entire night in Ibadah. In other words, even his sleep now has become an Ibadah. And we can understand it with this example, which also we have heard from Mr. Bainis Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, that during the time of Qurbani, we find we hire these individuals to skin our animals, the carcasses. So whilst the person is skinning the carcass, he pauses for a while and he takes his knife and he then sharpens the knife. Now whilst he is sharpening the knife, he's not skinning the animal. At the end of the session, the person doesn't say that, listen, you were skinning for this time and you were sharpening for this time, so I'm going to deduct. I'm going to be deducting for the time that you were sharpening your knife because you were not really doing anything. We know very well that if that skinner doesn't sharpen his knife, he will not be able to skin any longer. So we even pay him, so to say, he is even being paid for that time that he used to sharpen his knife. In the same way, the believer, if he does not sleep at night, how will he be able to wake up for Fajr Salah? If he does not have some kind of rest, or he does not eat, or he does not relieve himself, how will he be able to function? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this believer is sleeping so that he can be rejuvenated and he can have more energy and more strength to make my ibadah. Therefore now the sleep has also become an ibadah. I will, so to say, pay him and reward him for the sleep as well. I would reward him for even him going to the toilet, such a mundane activity, even that too will become an ibadah. So respected elders and brothers, the point is that time is extremely valuable. And shaitan is making every effort for myself and us, all of us, to waste and squander this time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to value every golden moment that we have. One particular action, respected elders and brothers, activity at the moment, that is usurping and squandering much of our time, is the social media. That we find a person today on the cell phone, and the internet, no doubt, is extremely beneficial. It is a powerful tool. It is a mechanism by means of which a person, he becomes connected and it's become a global world. The person can send one file from one continent to another continent. One message can be conveyed from one continent to another continent. So just as it is so powerful, it has also come with many, many challenges. And therefore we have to be very cautious and very, very responsible when we use this particular social media. You find that the person on social media, he can maintain family ties, mashallah, an excellent thing. So he has to use the social media in such a way that even when he is sending those messages on social media, there too he should be concerned that my time must not be squandered. I must be able to justify the usage of my time on this particular social app, whether it is WhatsApp or whatever other, Facebook or Twitter. So the person ensures that even when he is on these groups, he is not squandering and wasting his time. Otherwise, respected elders and brothers, the person sometimes is on 10 or 15 groups. He's answering here, then he's answering there, then he's speaking about this person, then he's talking about, which is not even benefiting him in any way whatsoever. And this is the beauty of and perfection of a person's Islam, that items which are futile, which have no benefit in his dunya and in his akhirat, he should abandon that completely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to protect ourselves, to curb ourselves. And in fact, sometimes you find that the person, he just takes that message and he broadcasts the message without verifying it. And then the consequences thereafter are sometimes, it leads to some kind of regret and remorse. So we should be very, very particular when it comes to the usage of the social media. Our going onto the internet sites, the person will eventually, he'll start looking at the news of every single country in the world. Now, every country, how many things are happening? Now he wants to see in France what's happening. Then he wants to see in Germany what's happening. Then he wants to see, before he knows it, will already be Fajr. To such an extent, our late Maharaj Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that sometimes we have programs at night, Dini programs too. But the person lengthens the Dini program to such an extent that the person cannot then wake up for Fajr Salah. So he used to say that that kind of a program is not beneficial in the sense that it has caused the person to leave out a fardah. So when deen has to be even controlled to the extent that it doesn't, you know, infringe on our fard act, what about things which are futile? So therefore, we have been encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for example, that after the Isha Salah, we should retire to bed early, so that we can wake up for the Fajr Salah. Today we find the person on his cell phone, he's sitting long, going on one website, then the next website, then the next website. We are all guilty, respected elders and brothers. And therefore, this particular talk is directed myself first, and all of us, in whichever way we can protect ourselves, because respected elders and brothers, this is the trap of shaitan. He wants the time to go and go and go until eventually the person realizes that it's all over. Time is up, and then the person wishes that, how I wish I could go back and perform one more salah. How I wish I could go back and make one more khatam of the Quran Sharif. How I wish I can go back and read one more durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now it is too late. So respected elders and brothers, we are not saying that this is not beneficial. It is extremely beneficial. However, we need to control it. That even those messages that we are sending, there should be a purpose. It should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ahlullah and our tabirin subhanallah, even in their laughter and their humor, there was purpose. Even in their laughter and their humor, there was purpose. What we find one great wali of Allah, Khaja Aziz Hasan Mazub rahmatullah ali, he was seated with some of the ulama-i kiram, amongst whom Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah ali was present. And they had gone for a little break in the mountains, the Himalaya mountains. And while seated there amongst his ulama and friends, he began cracking some jokes. People were laughing. Whilst cracking the jokes, suddenly he stopped and he says, I want to ask you a question. That amongst you, who amongst you, whilst you were laughing, you were still connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone put their head down and said, oh no, we completely were heedless. He said, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, even in these jokes that I had made, I was not ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My intention to make you smile and laugh was this, to put happiness into your heart. إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ عِبَادَةً. To put happiness into the heart of another believer is also a form of ibadah. So even making the person smile and cracking those jokes was not devoid of purpose. So sometimes we judge them. We judge these ahlullah. We say they're cracking jokes in the bayan. But we don't realize the purpose of that is to rejuvenate the person, to draw the attention once again. Sometimes in the bayan, the person, sakina descends, and you find the person gets the best sleep in these bayans. So sometimes the alim will crack one joke to wake everyone up. And sometimes, unfortunately, the only thing the person remembers in the bayan is that joke that was made. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to value every golden moment of ours. So respected elders and brothers, once again, the social media is extremely beneficial, but we have to be very, very cautious. We have to be particular with regards to its usage. Otherwise, respected elders and brothers, time will go and time will pass and time will pass. Until eventually, you know, they say time is money. But those who say time is money, they've not really appreciated the value of time. Because that means that when a person acquires his money, then the person can waste his time. In fact, time is more valuable than money. Time is actually as valuable as one's life. Because, respected elders and brothers, we only have one life. We only have one opportunity. And shaitan will continuously, under the tafsir of the ayah, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمْ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, O mankind, do not let this world deceive you. Do not let the glitter and the glamour and the beauty and the embellishments of this world deceive you. If you look at everything, whether it's a beautiful car, this beautiful home, on one occasion we went to one beautiful home whilst we were students in the company of Maulana Patel Sahib rahmatullah ali. And as a student, we had not seen a home that was as beautiful as this one was. The entire talk was centered around the beauty of the home. As it mentioned that when you visit a beautiful home, Then think about two things. Think about the ibtida and think about the intiha. He says, imagine, before this womb was built, what was here? It was probably some barren land. Perhaps it may have even been some kind of a dump site. There may have been dirt there. There may have been some rotting corpses there. There may have been some rubble that was there. So the ibtida of this was absolutely nothing. And then he says, consider the intiha. What will eventually happen to this home? Sometimes you find that the person builds a beautiful home. He spends months and months. The person got his package, his retirement package, decided he's going to extend his home. And he began building and building and building until eventually in the midst of that building of his home, that angel of death struck and he didn't even enjoy the beauty of his home. So the person continues to build. Sometimes he builds the home, he enjoys it. Then he passes away. His son takes over. The son passes away. Now there's no one to take over. Eventually the home becomes completely no maintenance. It's completely left as is until eventually the home begins breaking down until there's nothing left of the home. Or the final hour, Qiyamah will strike and every building will come crumbling to the ground. So the intiha of everything is nothing. That will become a complete pile of rubble. So therefore do not become captivated when you see these beautiful embellishments and beautiful homes and the ornaments and the chandeliers and the beautiful carpets. Respected others and brothers, it is nothing but a deception. This does not mean that we cannot beautify our homes. We must beautify the home within means without, you know, wasting our wealth. Sometimes the person styled his home, then after 1 year he says, I'm bored of these tiles, let's put new tiles. The person's got a beautiful carpet, he says, I'm getting tired of this carpet, so he puts new carpets. But the person wants to upgrade the home and keep it neat, there's nothing wrong with that. The person must be neat. But he should not allow that to go into the heart. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah, he gives the beautiful example. He says that a ship needs water to sail. For that ship to reach point A and point B, it has to have water. So the ship will sail on the water. The ship will use the water to reach its destination. But if that water begins entering the ship, and now the ship starts taking in water, then inevitably what will happen is that ship will begin to sink. It will start going down and eventually the ship will drown and it will never reach its destination. He says in the same way, every single mu'min and believer, we need dunya. We need dunya to reach our akhirah. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This dunya is the planting land. It is the plantation for akhirah. We have to use the ni'mats of this dunya, the food, the drink. We have to use the energy of this world to work for akhirah. But if we allow dunya to enter our hearts, then what will happen? The person will be overwhelmed with dunya and he'll begin running after dunya and running after dunya. One from the one shop to the next shop. He's got two shops now, he says, I want to open the third shop. The third shop now, he says, you know, I want to open up all around the country, compete with that one. And then eventually you find that the person, he becomes totally absorbed in dunya, completely heedless of his akhirah. So therefore, we must use dunya and then not allow that dunya to enter our hearts. This is the wise person. So respected elders and brothers, Allah says, do not let this world deceive you. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورُ. And do not let the great deceiver deceive you, meaning shaitan. And Mufassirin explain that one of the tactics and ways that shaitan deceives a person is that he gives the person wrong hopes. And he also causes the person to waste his time. To waste and squander his time. So respected elders and brothers, one of the ways that shaitan gives a person wrong hopes is that he says that, you're still young now. The young ones, we're still schooling now, still got a long time. When we get to the senior section, now in primary section, when we get to senior section, then we'll change. When the person is in senior section, is when I get to university, then I'll change. When the person is university, he says, now, when I get married, I'll change. When the person is married, he says, no, when I reach 40, then I'll change. And it goes on and on. So respected elders and brothers, Mr. Shaqi Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned that respected brothers, the time for change is now. He asked one person, when are you going to change? So he said, no, inshallah, I'll change. So he said, I want to ask you a question. Are you going to change before death or after death? So he said, no, I want to change before death. So he says, when is that death going to come? So he said, I don't know when the death is going to come. So he says, when you don't know when death is going to come, there's a possibility that death could come now, isn't it? So he said, yes, death could come now. So he says, if death could come now, then that means the time for change is now, because tomorrow could be too late. So respected elders and brothers, we should also put the same question to ourselves. And as Bhavisab Ramdulali used to say, ask yourself that two-word question. And what was that? Okay, what if? For the young ones, now is the holiday period. The person is free. We all like freedom. We want to be free. But respected elders and brothers, a mu'min will only be free and you'll only attain freedom in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat mentions that person will really achieve freedom who shackles himself and ties himself in the servitude of the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In adopting the way of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In tying ourselves in the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where a mu'min will get freedom. So sometimes the person who is young, he says, no, I want to be free. But understand, and tell yourself and put this question before yourself that what if the angel of death strikes? Right now when I'm on the cell phone and this filthy website, may Allah protect us from these traps of shaitan. This is a innovation of shaitan to hijack our youth and to hijack our family members. Parents should be extremely vigilant when giving their children these cell phones. The person has a large snake at home, python, and he knows how to charm it. But he'll never give that snake to his child because he says the child doesn't know how to charm the snake. Even though the snake looks very, very beautiful and attractive, though that cell phone looks very, very attractive, giving the cell phone to that little child, inevitably what could happen is the child could get hijacked from some web and net of shaitan. May Allah protect us. So we find that today, shaitan has entered our homes. As Maurice Patel Sahib Ramtulay used to say, that you are putting big, big burglar guards in front. But you don't realize that the thief has already made a big hole at the back of your house. In other words, shaitan has already entered within our homes and is hijacking our children. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, be extremely vigilant. Be very, very cautious. Do not remove that safety net. As Ibn Hajj Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi's kitab, removing the safety net with regards to our children. Be very, very cautious. Be very, very vigilant. Sometimes you find that the child is being bullied on the internet. We don't even realize. Doesn't want to eat any longer. So we should be extremely cautious and vigilant and keep our children occupied during this, even if it means taking our sons to work with us, taking them to the shop, keeping them occupied. Otherwise, respected elders and brothers, we find that we are losing our youth through these applications and these social websites. The person will never ever allow his child to go and sit in the company of some actor or some kind of song or singer who doesn't have any fear of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some movie star who has got no deen in his life. We will never allow that to happen. But we find on these applications, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, our children are following such individuals, such singers and such movie stars. They are in the company and the suhbat of these individuals. In that cyber world, they have adopted the suhbat and the company of that particular person. And now we find that that effect of that person is falling on our child. Now his way of talking is changing. His dressing is changing. He's not interested in salah any longer. He's not interested in deen any longer. We have to be extremely cautious in particular. If we do not know how these applications work, then let us go to someone, find out. And if we have to give our children these kind of things, then have such a relationship that we must be able to take the phone at any time and go through it and see what is happening. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and understanding to protect our children, to protect this valuable asset which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this asset of time. And this time is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, respected elders and brothers. As we had mentioned in the introduction, shaitan is making every effort to make us waste our time, squander this valuable asset of time. The person thinks, man, I will live till 60, but he doesn't realize that he is not even going to reach this month of Ramadan. Of course, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all life in this Mubarak month of Ramadan and grants us the tawfiq to take maximum and derive maximum benefit from this month of Rajab, from the month of Sha'ban, and Allah ta'ala make us reach the month of Ramadan. But nobody has got any kind of firm conviction that he's going to reach that moment. Therefore, we should take and take advantage of every opportunity, take advantage of every moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the youth of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to value our time and to use our time in a beneficial way, in a way which will invest in our akhirah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.